From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Fighters affiliated with the Syrian Democratic Forces were celebrating Saturday on the streets of Manbij, one day after seizing the northern Syrian town from the Islamic State group. Footage broadcast by Kurdistan 24 TV shows scores of residents celebrating in the streets hours after SDF fighters captured the town. Abdulrahman Joma al-Salem is an SDF fighter. He said, "We cleaned Manbij from the mercenaries of Daesh, and now we are clearing away the mines that were planted in the houses and the streets so people can come back." Manbij is important because it lies on a key supply route between the Turkish border and the city of Raqqa, which is the de facto capital of the Islamic State group's self-proclaimed caliphate. At least 10 children were killed when the Saudi-backed coalition bombed a school in the Houthi-held city of Sada'a in northern Yemen. Dozens of others were reported wounded Saturday. The aid group Doctors Without Borders condemned the attack, saying that all 10 dead and 28 injured were children between 8 and 15 years old. The raids have resumed after the breakdown of international talks between Houthi rebels and the internationally recognized government of President Abed Rabu Mansour Hadi. The United Nations suspended peace talks in the country last week. Rights groups and UN agencies say that more than 9,000 people have died in the conflict. Also Saturday, Houthi rebels gathered members of parliament in Sana'a for the first time in 2 years in an attempt to assert their dominance over the internationally recognized government. This